Another important scripture in our understanding of Christology, or the nature of Christ. And Jesus reveals to us through the gospel reading today of his intimate union and relationship with the Father. He came not to testify on his behalf or build his own kingdom, but he came as a fulfillment of the work that the Father began. And this is where theologian and biblical scholars draw the difference between religiosity and faith. Sometimes we tend to be stuck in religiosity, thinking that if we do A, B, C, D, E, F, Z, God needs to do something back in return. And then we start to justify it ourselves by the work that we do. But yet, Jesus wants more than that. He wants much more than the transactional way of life. He wants our faith. He wants us to put our trust in him. And this calling back ourselves back to God is hard. And I often joke with Mother Teresa's sisters a lot. I said that, sisters, I think that I'm here today, and many of us are here today because of sisters like you who pleaded to the good Lord not to punish his people. I truly honestly think deep within my heart who we are today as a society and as the world, if it's not for the numerous sacrifices of many unknown saints who pleaded before the Lord, Lord, have mercy on your people, we wouldn't be here. Because we're so stiff-necked, we're so hard-headed, that oftentimes we want to chase after idols. That we want to create the calf, that we worship our own self and our own wants and our own egos. But God listened to the humble ones who pleaded for his people, and he relented, and he had mercy on us. But let us not take advantage of his mercy, but truly recognize that we're here. What can we do to return back to him? Jesus said clearly today, how can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Seek praise that comes from him. Seek him always. And I'll end my homily by quoting what the collect, or the opening prayer, teaches us today. We invoke your mercy in humble prayer, O Lord, that you may cause us, your servants, corrected by penance and schooled by good works, to persevere sincerely in your commands. So we come to God in humble prayer, seeking his mercy, so that by his grace, we are his servants, corrected by penance, by dying to ourselves, and schooled, guided, and formed by good works, we may persevere in his way, in his truth, his life, in his work.